Hello, everybody. We're going to begin chapter 5, titled Trading Your Chair for a Shtender. Quote from the Rambam, Inactivity is a great detriment in the maintenance of health, as activity is a benefit. Now, the Rambam wrote this many, many hundreds of years ago, probably about 900. So let's listen to some current-day scientists and doctors, and we'll see that the theory has not changed. So, is just sitting a lethal activity? Or better yet said, a lethal inactivity. So James Levine, Dr. James Levine, authored Get Up, Why Your Chair is Killing You and What You Can Do About It. And he actually is not kidding. He's a director of Mayo Clinic Obesity Solutions and Solutions Initiative, and he's received 50 awards in science. And he has been studying the idea of sitting, particularly sitting for long times, and he said that the dangers of sitting is extreme, that it could actually cause many physical ailments and also premature death. And these findings are similar to ones by Dr. Joan Vernikis, a former director of NASA's Life Sciences Division and author of many works as well. And what they conclude is that sitting can kill, that it's actually a major health concern, believe this or not, that it may sound crazy, but so many people are sitting, we sit in a chair, we do this. But the American Cancer Society, which analyzed a 14-year study of 123,000 middle-aged adults, found that those who spend 6 hours or more a day sitting had a 20 to 40% higher mortality rate than those who reported 3 or 4 hours of sitting each day. That the sitting is almost, quote-unquote, the new smoking, saying that there's tens of thousands of articles that have been written about this idea. And that the study found, there's another study found 41% of adults in America don't get enough physical activity. It estimated that 5.3 million deaths are caused annually by physical inactivity worldwide, compared to only 5 million deaths from smoking. That another Lancet, I'm not sure it's a published publication, said that they concluded physical inactivity is a pandemic with far-reaching health, economic, environmental, and social consequences. And that the World Health Organization has identified physical inactivity as the fourth greatest health hazard today. I know this sounds crazy, but it's a real thing. And we're going to discuss it more in the chapter of why it's so important for us to be active and to avoid inactivity. Have a great day.